CBS News, I'm David Jackson. A House vote is near on President Reagan's package of new aid to Nicaraguan rebels. The timetable keeps slipping as members of Congress keep debating. House GOP leader Robert Michael is leading an uphill White House effort to get the Contra aid approved. Tonight he mocked what he calls that catchy phrase we've heard so often.
Let's give peace a chance. I have to ask the question, what kind of a peace are we talking about? The people in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe would undoubtedly say they're at peace, but that isn't the kind of peace that I envision for truly freedom-loving people. I tell you, my friends, we give peace a chance only when we give freedom a hand.
But on the other side of the aisle, Pennsylvania Democrat Thomas Foglietta.
The notion that we should fund a war to achieve peace in Central America is absurd. Yet, that is the twisted logic the White House is using to obtain additional funding for the Contras.
Well, it's been going on like that all day, and more of the same is expected tomorrow in the Senate, where a separate aid bill is awaiting action and debate. A political problem for Robert Dole, just a week away from Iowa caucuses. Congressional investigators say he made a phone call in 1983 to help a former aide get a no-bid government contract. It was a deal that the investigators say Dole's political allies profited from, and they say that's illegal. Dole's aides today say the senator can't remember whether he made the call in question or not. Anthony Kennedy is a happy judge this evening. His Supreme Court nomination zoomed through the Senate today. It was a unanimous vote, 97 to nothing, and Judge Kennedy is soon to be Mr. Justice Kennedy. The New Jersey Supreme Court ruled today that surrogate mother contracts that involve money are akin to baby selling and so illegal. It was the latest court decision in the Baby M case. The court says the baby may stay with her father and his wife, but the natural mother will have visitation rights. France is feeling true deja vu today as oil fouls a coastline devastated by the wreck of the Amoco Cadiz a few years ago. We get details from Cynthia DiBiase in Paris.
Oil slicks from a damaged tanker off the western coast of France have reached Brittany beaches, sparking an intensive cleanup operation. The Italian tanker Amazzoni leaked 3,000 tons of heavy fuel over the weekend when one of its tanks was damaged in heavy seas. Officials say pollution isn't a major problem yet, but they fear that storms could push more oil towards the Brittany coast over the next few days. Floating barriers have been launched to protect the coastline and oyster beds, and firemen and troops have been mobilized to help clean the beaches and save seabirds. Cynthia DiBiase for CBS News, Paris.
The dollar is trading higher in Tokyo Thursday morning. It opened a bit over 128 yen, up about a third of a yen from Wednesday's close. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6 with some high-tech jargon. You know, words like microprocessor, megabyte, and Motel 6. I'm not pulling your leg here because those technical wizards at Motel 6 have put together a regular Star Wars reservation system. In layman's terms, here's how it works. Call 505-891-6161. Tell them your destination and how far you want to drive each day, and they'll reserve rooms for you at Motel 6 locations along the way. But here's the techie part. Their computer sends all your registration information to every Motel 6 you'll be staying at, so when you get there, you won't have any forms to fill out. It's pretty incredible. Yet even with all this space-age technology, Motel 6 still gives you a clean, comfortable room, free TV, movies, and local calls, all for around $22, the lowest prices of any national chain. Well, the number is 505-891-6161. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Haiti's new president, Leslie Manigat, a man of the military, held his first news conference today. He spoke of freedom in Haiti during his five-year term. How much or how little, he says, depends upon the press and the political opposition showing self-discipline and respect for what he calls the rules of the democratic game. Paraguay is just 11 days away from a presidential election, and the incumbent, Alfredo Stroessner, who run things there since 1954, is expected to win. Political opponents say police today used whips and chains to break up an opposition meeting in a Catholic chapel. They say an opposition leader and two other people were arrested and taken away. Gold prices took a dive in early Thursday trading in Hong Kong. The opening price, $444.80, down $13 from Wednesday's close. This is CBS News.
Wang makes it work.
We're doing a demo down in the EBC for a guy. Data processing, voice, graphics. The last thing is integration. We take a DEC workstation, and via a Wang PBX, it's talking to his own IBM mainframe through our VS. And the DEC workstation is talking to an IBM PC using Wang Office. Guy applauds, then gets up and checks our wires.
To find out how Wang can make it work for you, call 1-800-522-WANG.
Adele?
Yeah?
You remember to bring the Prego spaghetti sauce coupon?
Yes, George, it's in my purse.
The Prego coupon is in your purse?
Yeah.
You'll never find it in that piece of luggage?
Yes, I will. It's in there.
Good, because you know I like Prego the best. It's got lots of spices, like garlic.
I know, it's in there.
And oregano.
It's in there.
And basil.
It's in there.
And chunks of tomatoes. It's all...
in there, I know.
So the Prego coupon we cut out of Cindy's paper is in your purse?
It's in there.
Good. I just hope it's in there.
Don't miss the Prego coupon in this Sunday's newspaper. Homemade taste. It's in there.
I'm David Jackson, CBS News.
This is Paul Lockwood, CBS News, New York. The House of Representatives has just voted to defeat President Reagan's request for $36 million in additional aid for the Contra rebels in Nicaragua, 10% of which would have been earmarked for military purposes. CBS News correspondent Deborah Potter is standing by now on Capitol Hill.
Paul, the vote was a cliffhanger, but in the end, the Democrats prevailed by a margin of 8 votes. The final count, 219 to 211. It was a debate that began 12 hours ago, and it seemed through the day as if every member had had a say by the time ran out tonight. There were many old arguments and some new ones, the Republicans saying the Contras had to be supported because they kept pressure on the Sandinistas to live up to their promises, and the Republicans stressing the president's last-minute promise not to send any new military aid unless Congress agreed. The Democrats said it was time to give peace a chance. Just now, as peace seemed to be making some progress in Central America, was no time to send new aid to the Contras, especially military aid. And the Democrats promised a vote later this month on a strictly humanitarian package, giving those who did not want to send military aid an alternative they could support later on. In the end, that argument seemed to prevail, and again, the president's package was defeated, 219 to 211.
Deborah, was this about how you had it figured, judging from the speeches? Were there any surprises among the undecideds?
There were no real surprises as far as we can determine at this point. The last chance that the Republicans actually had to sway votes really came last night with the president's speech when he made that offer to allow them a say, to allow Congress a say, and when the military aid would be released. But the Democrats argued apparently successfully today that that was really no concession at all, that under the rules, at least in the Senate, any move to release military aid could, or to hold up military aid, rather, could simply have been blocked by a procedural move, and therefore it was no concession on the president's part. They seem to have won their votes, at least on the wavering votes, by making this promise of another vote later on just humanitarian aid, soothing those who felt that voting against the president might leave them looking like they had abandoned the Contras. There was a lot of politics involved here, a lot of sensitivity to that charge, and the Democrats are promising to bring up their own package quickly, as later this month.
Deborah Potter on Capitol Hill, thank you very much. To repeat, the House of Representatives has just voted by a margin of 219 to 211 to defeat President Reagan's request for $36 million in additional aid for the Nicaraguan Contra rebels. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Paul Lockwood, CBS News, New York. CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. The House of Representatives has just dealt a severe blow to President Reagan's Contra aid program. Deborah Potter reports from Capitol Hill.
It was a major defeat for the president. His plan to send the Contras another $36 million in aid, some of it in direct military assistance, was rejected tonight by a vote of 219 to 211. Republicans had warned that the future of all Central America was at stake, that defeating the Contra aid would remove all pressure from the Nicaraguan government to live up to its promises. But the Democrats said this was a time to give peace a chance, and they pledged that the Contras would not be abandoned. The leadership is promising a vote later this month on a package of purely humanitarian aid, and that apparently was enough to win over a few wavering votes and ensure the defeat of the president's package. Deborah Potter, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
The House vote came after another day of intensive lobbying for the aid package by Mr. Reagan. No reaction yet from the White House or from Managua. The Senate is due to vote on the aid proposal tomorrow, although the exercise will be purely symbolic. U.S. law enforcement sources say Panama's strongman, General Manuel Noriega, is expected to be indicted on drug charges tomorrow by a federal grand jury in Miami. The Reuters news agency says the indictment would not be unsealed or announced until Friday. In another report, intelligence sources say the CIA paid Noriega $200,000 a year for at least a decade in an attempt to woo him from Soviet influence. And the New York Times says in its Thursday editions that the White House set up a secret operation in 1986 that called for Panama to arrange a communist bloc shipment of arms that could then be captured in El Salvador and falsely linked to the Sandinista government of Nicaragua. The Times quotes a former aide to Noriega as saying the deal was put together by Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. A Brazilian arms maker is reported tonight to have entered into a controversial agreement to sell arms to Libya. More from Henry Johnston in Rio de Janeiro.
A spokesman for the Brazilian company, Orbita, refuses to confirm or deny the report that Libya's Colonel Gaddafi will pay $400 million a year for the missiles over 5 years. The United States State Department sharply criticized negotiations between a Libyan military mission to buy Brazilian arms last week. The Brazilian foreign minister commented that the arms were defensive. With that, an American official said that Colonel Gaddafi supported terrorists and had been warring with his neighboring nation, Chad. The Libyan mission is said to have come to Brazil to negotiate for tanks and artillery as well as missiles. Henry Johnston for CBS News, Rio de Janeiro.
The White House has just issued a statement on the contra-aid defeat, saying we are disappointed that the House did not vote to keep the pressure on the Sandinistas during the peace process. We thank our many supporters in Congress who worked so hard on behalf of this issue. The White House continues, we'll continue consultation with these congressional supporters on the future of the resistance and the peace process. About 125 passengers and crew members were forced to evacuate an American Airlines jet in Nashville, Tennessee today after an instrument detected a small fire in the baggage compartment. Seven people were injured in sliding down escape chutes, and one passenger described as a possible heart patient was hospitalized for observation. Arizona Governor Evan Meekum told the State House Impeachment Committee today that he may have told the state's top police officer not to cooperate with an investigation of an alleged death threat. Meekum's statement came only hours after he said he gave no such order and remembered nothing about it. An American Jewish group says the Soviet Union has tightened immigration restrictions since the December summit meeting in Washington, resulting in a decrease in the number of Soviet Jews who have been allowed to leave the Soviet Union. This is CBS News.
Nibble, nibble, pick, pick, head and stomach feeling sick. Spicy meatballs, pepperoni, enchilada, and bologna. Burning belly, about to burst. Chocolate malted liverwurst. Alka-Seltzer's what you need. To the rescue, worse is me.
When your stomach and head can't take any more, send for the bubbles of Alka-Seltzer, because speed is what you need.
Nibble, nibble, pick, pick, Alka-Seltzer works quick. Steak and fries and rich desserts. Wonder why your stomach hurts. Nibble, nibble, oh, what trouble. Send for Alka-Seltzer bubbles. Pick, pick, now you need the one that rescues you and speed.
Use only as directed.
How TV Guide changed my life. Carol Day.
I had just 15 minutes before I left for my yoga class, so I picked up TV Guide to see what I'd be missing on the tube that night. Before I even got to the listings, there was a profile of my favorite star, and then another article and another... Well, I never even made it to yoga class, which is fortunate, because that very night a runaway space satellite hit the yoga center right where I would have been doing my sun salutations. Thank you, TV Guide.
You're welcome, Carol. TV Guide, it's the best thing on television.
I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.